Laura Marling left home at 16 to become a professional musician. She didn't sit still again for 7 years. In that time, she released 4 critically acclaimed albums and did a lot of touring. By age 23, though, she was ready to experience being in one place for a while. She moved to LA, dropped out of the music scene, and didn't talk about who she was or even introduce herself as a musician.
Living here is a game I don't know how to play. Are you really not anybody until somebody knows your name?
Before I landed in LA, I had been traveling around the States on my own for about 4 months, and I'd enjoyed it immensely, and I derive a lot of energy from that sort of behaviour. But during that time, I did realise that I hadn't been anywhere longer than 6 weeks since I was 16. So I went to go and root myself in LA, of all places.
Yeah, why did you choose LA to stand still in?
It was as simple as it was where I landed, it was where I finished the tour. But I identified so much, as one does, with my occupation. And I struggled at that time to consider myself an artist or a creative. I hadn't ever intended to be that.
What do you mean you never intended to be that?
When I was sort of a green teenager, I never thought that I'd end up living my life completely devoted to what I'm now comfortable calling my art.
You thought it was just a thing you were good at that you would do for a little while?
Yeah, and it is. I think the best way of describing anything like that is it's just like, it's a thing I'm good at. I'm very lucky that's the thing I'm good at. And there is a delicate line between whether you consider yourself just lucky that you're good at something or whether you consider yourself the person in charge and with the power to do that. I still haven't reconciled those two things.
This is a song called Walk Alone.
I think you were wrong. You said I can't love.
I did read in some of the research around your album that you had said that you had never really understood loneliness before and that you get it in a way that you didn't before.
Yeah, I get my energy boost from being on my own, you know, and I guess people would call me fairly solitary. And I seem to lack a certain amount of empathy. And I think that, you know, I'd grown up in England in the proximity of everybody I'd ever known within like a couple of hours. And then I was in LA. There was the first time I was aware of how strange humanity has got in that we live in such close proximity to one another. And yet there's this feeling that if you are not somehow constantly connected to everybody, then you are absolutely on your own.
I was put upon this earth. I was doing fine without it. Now I can't walk alone.
I suddenly had this rush of empathy for everybody that I hadn't ever realised that was such a great and forward fear that was constantly there for a lot of people, and I had never thought about that.
Do you have different relationships as a result of this now?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do. And I've come back to London, where I live now, and have adapted accordingly. made my apologies to all those.
Did you make apologies?
I did, yeah, I did. I'd left my family home, my amazing family home, when I was 16, without so much as, you know, I just went. And now I understand a little bit more that there's responsibility.
I got up in the world today and wondered who it was I could save. Who do you think you are?
Where does the title of this album come from? It's called Short Movie.
Yeah, well, the title is sort of an homage to a chap that I met whilst I was staying one night in a town called Mount Shasta, which is a really sweet little town. It's right on the border of Oregon and California. And I was sitting in a bar there one night, and a lovely old gentle hippie came up to speak to me. And we sat together for a while, and he was telling me about his life and what he does and where he's been, and I was telling him, you know, what I was doing, and he kept bookending everything with, "It's a short movie, man, it's a short movie." You know, I'm loath to try and imitate an American accent. Oh my gosh, forgive me. But I just thought it was such a wonderful sentiment, because that was right at the beginning, but, you know, kind of before I moved to LA. And my whole time, or that couple of months, trying to figure out what my place in the world was this just big awareness that it's insignificant, so just get on with it.
Laura Marling's new album, Short Movie, came out on March 24th. She joined us from the BBC studios in London.
You fell asleep listening to me.